St. Mark, I'm going to read verses 17 through 24. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gashneth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. He fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it have cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Supporting scripture, the 121st Psalm, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or subject. It's all right to cry out for help. It's all right to cry out for help. We ought to be thankful this morning just to be able to know that the Lord God will do what he needs to do. One thing we must understand this morning is that God has given all of us another opportunity to come and to offer him praise and thanksgiving. And we ought to be thankful because there are so many that are not able. There are some that are willing, but yet still not able. Then there are some that just don't know any better. But if the Lord God has ever done anything for you, then you ought to be able this morning to let God know whose side that you're on. You're not in a position where you have to prove yourself to anyone. Because you need to know, first and foremost, that God already knows everything there is to know about you. The Bible declares that he can even count the very hairs on your head. So if he's that knowledgeable about you, then there's no secret about you beheld from him. But now look at this. God knows us that well, but yet he blesses us despite ourselves. He blesses us despite our intentions, despite our wrongdoings or our mistakes in life, even all of the good things that we've done. God still blesses us. And so because of the blessings of God, we find that it gives us a mind to want to praise and serve him. It is not by any of our own merits, but it's only by the grace and the love of God that God has allowed us to go through another week's journey. Throughout this week, you may have had some ups and some downs and some pains and some ailments, but it did not hinder God's blessings. There may be things that you just don't understand. And life has a way of making us scratch our heads and to ask why. But then there are times that we don't get that answer.
We don't know all the whys, but if we know and trust God, he'll help us. As the old saints used to sing, understand it better by and by. So don't allow what may be going on around you to hinder you from allowing God to be in you. There's none of us in here that can say we've done everything just right. But when we think of God's mercy and his grace and the fact that he spared us another opportunity and allowed us to yet be counted amongst the living. This is another day that the Lord God has made, and the Bible declares that we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we rejoice this morning. We come to offer thanksgivings, and we're a little quiet this morning. Choir's a little shaky this morning. But nonetheless, we are here. Do you know that you're not going to be on the top of your game every day? I don't care how smart you are, how much money you got, how good you feel right now. Every day is not going to be your day. There are going to be some days that even when you wake up and you pray to God and you got good intentions, things just don't fall into place like you were expecting them to. So now, do you decide that I'm not going to live throughout the rest of this day, or do you just make the best of it and go on and ask the Lord, Lord, help me make it through the day? Or Lord, help me make it through this. If I can make it through this, then I'll be able to face that. Because I guarantee you, as soon as you get through dealing with one thing, there's already something else before you. So you got to be ready. You got to be pumped up, prayed up, and know that it's not about you anyway. The good thing is, if that you can feel things, if you know that things are going on, then you ought to be able to be thankful that God has allowed you another opportunity. If nothing else, just to say, Lord, I need you. God is able to look beyond our faults, and he blesses our every need. As we approach this Thanksgiving holiday, let us be mindful that every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Not just that last Thursday of November when we feast and we enjoy family and friends and, for the most part, a lot of football. But a day when we give God thanks for being our God. A day when we thank God for being the shepherd that is able to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And then we have to understand this morning that we are not here by chance or by accident. It is the will of a mighty God. God has allowed us and helped us to assemble ourselves in this place on this given day. And we come to worship God in spirit and in truth. Somebody come to say, Lord, I thank you because you brought me through another week's journey. Somebody want to say, Lord, I thank you that things are no worse than what they are. Somebody want to say, Lord, I thank you that I feel better today than I did yesterday. Am I talking to anybody in here this morning that know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving and you got to be willing to tell God thank you? Can't nobody answer for you. Can't nobody speak for you. You may send somebody to carry a message, and they may carry the message, and they may be precise, but they can't say it like you say it. There's something about your spirit. There's something about the way that you interact with others that they can understand where you are coming from. So we got to understand that when we go to God in prayer, we got to believe that whatever we stand in need of, that God is able to do it. We do understand that God forgives us and God spared us, and we ought to be glad that he did look beyond our faults. Paul teaches us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if we would be honest with ourselves, we don't deserve the blessings that we receive. But how many of you know and understand that it's not all about us anyway? It's not about what we do or what we have done, but it's by faith. The Bible declares that we are saved. You're not saved because of your list of don't do's. You're not saved because you changed your yesterday. The only reason we can say that we have salvation is because we had a change of mind and a repentant spirit. And we went to God in prayer and we said, Lord, I want you to forgive me for the wrong that I've done. And it don't take a whole lot to do that. It just open your mouth or thinking in your mind, Lord, forgive me, because sometimes you can't put it into words. But it's good to know that we serve a God that is able to even read your mind. Now God can read your mind, and God has so much power that not only can he read my mind, but he can read all of our minds at one time. So do know that whatever on your mind right now, God knows it. So we have to be careful sometimes how we even think. That's why men should always pray. There shouldn't be a day in our life that we ought not tell God thank you. There ought to be a day when we ought not have to say, Lord, forgive me, but sometimes we have to do it just in case. Sometimes we think wrong. Sometimes we look at folk wrong. Sometimes we are judgmental about something. Sometimes we are so opinionated. Like my way is the only way. But I found out that God's way, that is the only way. Not by any of our self-efforts or any of our merits, but we got to believe that it's believing in the saving power of the blood of Jesus. Now, as blessed as we are this morning, we are still living in some trying and unpredictable times. The enemy is still going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. And he's looking for someone to destroy. Sin and corruption is destroying the mind and the way of life that God intended for us. Trouble and heartache is on every hand. But let us remember that David said in Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So now, I thank God that he's not going to wait until I just don't know what to do. But God has the power of being there present in the time of your circumstances or situations. You may call a family member and say, I got some situations going on, and could you come and give me a little guidance, or could you come and offer me some advice? And they might say, I'll be there as soon as I can. But that's not the way with God. As soon as you give it to God, he's already on the scene. Now, do know that he might not work it out right then, but he is already there, a very present help in the time of your trouble. Now, is that crazy question? How many of us are honest enough to say that we got trouble in our lives? It may not be real drastic trouble. It may not be anything that you've done against nobody else, but trouble is trouble. When you can't see your way out, that troubles your mind. When you're going through pain and situations in your life, it troubles your spirit that I just don't feel like myself. There ain't a time that sometimes you just don't feel like yourself. Your mind is all right, but it just don't seem like things are what they ought to be. There's something in there. Sometimes we have that little spirit within us that makes us feel like that we need to be on guard or be watching and praying, because it's just like something either done happen or is going to happen. So we have a feeling of uneasiness. We have a feeling of anxiety that I'm just sort of edgy right now because I can't, what we say, I can't put my finger on it. But something is going on. Now, you can't put your finger on it, and I can't put my finger on it, but I know somebody that got a finger of love. Hallelujah. That he touches every one of our situations. And sometimes we say thank you. Sometimes we don't even recognize that we've already been blessed and delivered. There's some folks still asking God for something that God already done gave them. They just don't open up their eyes to know that it's already there. God is the kind of God, we don't have to keep on asking him for nothing. The first time you come to God, he heard you. And in his own time, if it's for you, you're going to get it. If it's not for you, you do everything in your power. But you'll find that every time it'll fall through. It'll fall through it. And then you got to learn how to watch it and don't begin to feel bad about yourself. See, that's a trick of the enemy. You got to understand that everything is not for you. But whatever it is that is for you, you ought to want it. God wants us to know that when we're in trouble, when we are having trials and tribulations, that he is a present help. And he's there to help our outward circumstances and to help deliver us from where we are. We serve a God that is able to meet us where we're at. And even in the outcome of the election process, let us not forget that God still sits on the throne. Many worked hard and many labored and many got out and did what we asked you to do. You got out to the polls and you voted. And some may have been disappointed, but do know that God still sits high. He still looks down low. He's still in control. The way of life down here is different from the way of life up there. But we wasn't made to be here always. We were created to be with God. So now, you know, I thank God. I thank God for the advancement that we made. I thank God for all the things that God have allowed us to achieve. But let us remember that man is man and God is God. And it doesn't matter whether you are a Democrat or a Republican. God is still God. God is neither one. What you need to be is a true bound believer that when you get hungry, God is going to feed you. When you need a shelter, God is going to give you shelter. When you need healing, God is a doctor that has never lost a case. When you need somebody to be your mentor, God is right there saying, I sit high and I look down low. Now, I'm not saying don't be concerned because there are some things that may affect us. But in the end of the day, who you going to call on? So don't worry yourself about things that you can't do anything about. If you went to the polls, you did what you could do. So now you pray to God that God will bless or change the hearts and the minds of folk that are in high places but got the wrong mindset. You can't make anybody do anything. And especially those folk that got money. Can't even make poor folk that depend on you to do nothing. So what you going to do with folk that got everything that they need? Let us never forget who we belong to. For God has all power in his hand. And God is that kind of God that has made us a promise. He said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. So in our depression and in our oppression, we still have to know that God has all power in his hand. Whether we have a good day or a bad day, don't be too proud to cry out for help. Reminded of a song that I really love that Mary made. Lord, I need your help. If we ever needed the Lord, it's right now. And brethren, do you remember that statement has been made from generation through generations? Because back in the old day, somebody stood up and said, if we ever needed the Lord, we need him right now. And all those folks that said that may be dead and gone, but God gave us a brand new generation of folk. They got trials, tribulations, circumstances, and heartache that know that we need the power of the Lord. There were times when it seemed like all the crazy stuff was in the big city. But now we realize that all the crazy stuff had made its way down to the little rural areas. So it doesn't matter where you are. Sin is everywhere. The devil is everywhere. The enemy is everywhere, robbing the minds of our folk. And we need to learn that there come time that we need the Lord's help. Help us in this situation that we are in. Help us to see ourselves as we really are. Help us to try to find out, what can I do to be a better me? Not a better me for you, but a better me for him. Help. Help means to assist, to rescue, or to prevent, or mitigate. So when we are honest enough to say that we need help, then something we are dealing with or trying to do seems impossible without some type of assistance. Sometimes we are too proud to admit that we need help. We act like we got it all together. Some of us act like nothing bother me. But if you be honest with yourself, you may look like everything's all right on the outside. You may be having that big old smile on your face, and you may hold your head up high, and you may walk as tall as you want to walk. But when you get home and set yourself down, if you got some things going on in your life, all of that stuff just sort of splurges right on you, and you begin, sometimes you even find yourself crying. Some of us deny where we are because we are ashamed to let somebody know that we don't have all of our ducats together. When we fool ourselves into thinking that I don't have any trouble, I don't have any pain, I don't have any heartache, somebody might even think I don't have any enemies. We need God's help this morning. We need to stop faking it. Oh, it's all right, because I've learned that you can't allow the enemy to know when you're down. So it's not a good practice to walk around with your head hung down. I learned how to hold my head up and to walk tall, but when I don't think about it, I walk like my daddy with my head down. I didn't realize until somebody brought it to my attention that you need to hold your head up. You're walking around with your head down, looking like your daddy. There are some things that just comes natural because it's a part of you. But once you come aware of those things, you can help yourself to be a better in you. So I learned that he didn't hold his head down because he was sad. That's just the way he walked. So it wasn't nothing negative about it. That was just him. I am a product of him. Whether I want it to be or not, I'm still a part of him. And I thank God today that I can say I'm so proud. You better watch who you turn your back on. You better watch who you say that I wish I wasn't in that family. You can't choose your family. Every one of our families need the Lord's help. Big Mama can't take care of everything. Big Mama need help sometimes. Then you got a way out. Where the helpers go when they need help? The Bible declared the strong but bear the infirmities of the weak, but the strong get weak sometimes. So where do you go when you need help? Oh, Jesus. David says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. First of all, you need to know where your help comes from. It's good to have earthly help, but there's nothing like the help from the hills of Zion. Anybody remember looking up to those hills? When you get down and out, lay down on a bed of affliction. No way you can look but up. But as you look up, what do you see? What are you looking for? See, when I look up, I want to know that through the words of David, that I'm looking to the hills which cometh my help. Then David said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Bible declared that he that keepeth thee will not slumber. See, there might be time, Brother Pittman, that I need you and you already sleep. But that God that I need, he will not slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Bible says he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So in these verses, we find God to be our keeper. He's a sustainer and a provider. He knows that his help is not from the hills themselves, but it's from the Lord, the creator that made the hills. Hallelujah, Jesus. He knows that there would be contentious protection against the perils, whether they are in the day or in the night. Sometimes I need the Lord to watch over me as I slumber and I sleep. That old enemy, sometimes he wanders through the midnight hour. How many of you know that the Lord God will still be right there by your side? For I found out in the word of God that God dispatched an angel to watch over me through the day and through the night. So when I'm not watching for myself, God got an angel watching over me. Anybody know that this morning? If you got an angel this morning watching over you, you know everything is going to be all right. You got to trust this morning in the God that you serve. And then when we look in this 121st Psalm, he is not complaining or murmuring. He realizes that not only would God see me safely through this, but he'll see me safe till I get home. See, that's what that is all about. It's like a traveling pilgrim on his way on a journey. And as he's going through that journey, he realizes that all of his help comes from the Lord. And as he goes through the journey, whether it's night or day, God is going to protect him and keep him in safe care until he gets home. So I say to you this morning, it's all right to cry out for help. As we journey in our text this morning, we see that even though you may be a Christian, churchgoer, believer, however you describe yourself, but the thing that you got to understand this morning is that without God, you have no power. We got to stop being ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because if we be ashamed of God's gospel, then we won't have the power that we need. We can be on the Lord's side and still not have the power to do certain things. This text that we deal with this morning, it concludes in letting us know that there are some things in life that are only going to come by fasting and prayer. But then you got to understand that there are times when circumstances or situations happen so fast that you don't have time to fast. But you always got time to pray. And you got to pray and believe that God will do just what you ask him to do. Look in this text. Those of you that believe in the men and women of God, you got to learn how to look farther than here. because we are made from the same dust of the ground that you are made from. We have pains and aches and heartaches and situations just like you. And there are some things that we just can't do. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that we'll never be able to do it, but we can't do some things right then and there. Look at here. Bible says he came to his disciples. He saw a great multitude and the scribes were questioning with them. So there was a conversation going on. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, they were greatly amazed and they ran to salute him because he was Jesus. Because Jesus was in the midst and they were so glad to know that he was there. And so they asked the scribes, what question ye with them? So in other words, what is it that you are talking about with them? Now, some of us get a little bit out of shape because we know nosy folk. But now, the Bible clearly lets us know that people been nosy for a long time. You hear half of a question, you want to know what he asked you. None of your business. He didn't ask you, he asked me. The Bible says, what question ye with them? Then one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son. My son has a dumb spirit. And wherever he goes, that spirit, it just takes him and it tears at him. And he foameth at the mouth. He gashes with his teeth and he pineth away. And I talked to them disciples of yours. I brought them to him and they could not cast out that demon. Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. When you can't do it for yourself, you got to learn where to carry it to. Now, on Sunday, we bring it to the altar. But how many of you know that you need God sometime through the middle of the week? Sometime, even Sunday night when the church doors are already closed and the enemy done jumped up in your situation and you got some things going on and you can't get in the church house to bring it to the altar. But how many of you know you can still call on your God? That is the time that you look to the hill from which cometh all of your help. And you know that even in the comforts of my home, I can call on my God. And he'll hear me. Lord, say, bring him unto me. Yes, the Father, how long has your child been like this? He said, ever since he was a child. So now you're looking at a situation that has been ongoing. For I don't know, it didn't tell how old the man is now. But it leads us to believe that he's been having this condition for quite a while now. See, oftentimes, it'll make him even go into the fire, into the water, and he's just trying to destroy that demon inside. But now, you got to understand that if he's destroyed the demon without God, he would destroy himself. Whew. Now, look at this question. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us. Help us. This man didn't realize he was talking to the Lord. Because if you're talking to my God, you don't have to ask the God if. Because there's no if with God. You got to know that when you use that terminology, if you can do anything, that lets the Lord know that your faith is not where it ought to be. See, when you approach God with a situation, you ought to say, God, I need you to do this. Yeah. I want you to do this. Yeah. And trust and believe that it's done. Yeah. Because of who God really is. Yeah. But Jesus says, and that's why the Lord said it, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Straightway, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. That's some of us in here this morning. We believe in God. But there is an area, a dark area somewhere in our lives that there are times when we have some unbelief. Now, a lot of those things are things that in the eyes and the ears and the mind of man that it can't happen. But now we have living witnesses that even though many have died with cancer, we have a lot of cancer survivors. So God was able to help their unbelief. See, the man was a man that had belief in God because that's why he went to him in the first place. But there was a part of the situation. I've seen my son suffer all of his life. And so a part of me is thinking that he'll never get any better. So when he sees the Lord, he said, if thou can help us, have compassion on us. Help us. Well, I come to tell you this morning, you got to cry out to the Lord. And I just come to let you know that it's all right to cry out to God. It's all right to say, I don't have all of the answers. It's all right to say that, Lord, I need your help. I done did everything that I know to do, but God, things are still not working out for my good. So, Lord, I need you to help me. Well, now, God, I know that I've had some days that are not kind of shady, but, Lord, still look beyond me and help my situation. This father said, Lord, help us. Have compassion on us, because he was standing in the gap for his son. When you love someone, you ought to be able to stand in the gap for them. And if they won't cry out, you cry for them. And if you cry long enough, they're going to start crying out too. Because every helper needs help. Every caregiver needs help. Every laborer in the vineyard needs help. And the only thing I come to tell you this morning, Fowles Chapel, is that it is all right for you to cry out to God for some help. The God that I'm talking about, he sits high and he looks down low. But when you're at your lowest point in life, all you got to do is just gaze up. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. It's all right to cry out for help. You don't have to go through any crazy motions. And with God, you don't even have to scream. You can whisper. You can just think and meditate. Sometimes the old songwriter said, if I couldn't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. And in that wave, God knows that I need help. Is there anyone in here this morning that need help? Or are you so proud you hide behind the fact that you don't want nobody to know that you need a little help? I'll be the first one to say, I need help.